All right, back to the conversation with Senator Eric Nesbitt, the author of the Michigan Auto Insurance Reform Bill signed into law by the governor. And Senator, I have two more questions for you, and it's kind of important. Because it seems to me that there's just shy of 18,000 Michigan residents that are currently being taken care of by the Michigan Catastrophic Care Association Fund that I believe is at about $22 billion. Does that sound right to you?
That's right around there with about $78 billion of long-term liabilities.
All right. So what happens to these people, regardless of what your argument may be, what happens to these people if the companies like the Eisenhower Center or others can no longer afford to provide care to them? What happens to those people?
Well, this is the thing, is that people with similar accidents or similar injuries are being taken care of through workman's compensation system, which is workman's comp fee schedules, you know, is part of this, you know, this bill package. People have been taken care of from folks that have fallen off from, you know, tree stands or fallen off from silos or on, you know, on the farm. And so people are being taken care of.
The difference being, though, is that anybody that owns a car, we've paid into that fund. I've been paying into it since about 1982, I guess, right? So here's my last question. I know you got some other people you need to talk to. $22 billion in the fund. You say that sounds about right, correct? Today, $22 billion in the Michigan Cash.
Yep.
Where does that money go? Who gets the money?
That money goes to fund those that are currently on the system.
Is there a provision that money would end up back in the insurance company's column? Is there a provision so the insurance companies will never claim that money?
No.
Okay.
What it is that if it does become overfunded, that gets returned to the drivers eventually. The goal is that those that are currently on the system will be provided for making sure that money that was set aside and saved will take it. Now that money will go farther. Because under the current assumptions that they're running about a $3 billion actuarial deficit, because there's about $78 billion of liabilities, $21 billion that's in the fund, they should have $24 to $25 billion in the fund to cover that $78 billion of actuarial, like a longer-term pension fund. Now with these cost savings, that money should go farther. Now, any of these medical, control in terms of excessive health care, that goes into effect in mid-2021. The choices in terms of you being able to be empowered to pick the plans that fits your budget, fits your needs, goes into effect next year. Those who want to stay on the unlimited lifetime benefit can under this legislation. We provide choice and empower the choice. The challenge is that this has been a government-mandated product for the last 45 years. And so trying to make it affordable, I think, is incumbent upon us. These excessive health care costs.
Isn't workman's compensation insurance government mandated?
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that you have a government mandated product.
Uh-huh.
You have to be on the car. That's the PIP. That's your personal injury protection. That you have no choice in the level of coverage. Whereas 94% of Michiganders have some form of health insurance. And so you have, the vast majority of Michiganders that are double paying for their auto insurance. And so
there are caps on those insurance plans, as you well know. And then what happens going forward, if somebody's in a catastrophic accident and your cap's at $650,000, which I believe is what mine is, then once you exhaust that, which is very easy to do if you have a traumatic brain injury or a spinal cord injury, then you're pushed on to Medicaid.
If you want to stay on the current system with unlimited lifetime, you can. That option is there.
Right, but if you don't, what I'm saying is, if you don't, you're going to end up on the taxpayer's bill. I mean, that's the way.
Not necessarily. I'm my wife and I. We both have good jobs. We both have good health insurance. For example, 95% of the time we're on two separate cars. I hope that I never get in a catastrophic accident driving 50,000 miles a year. I hope she doesn't either. But this is something where we're both on our own insurance. That both of our health insurance would cover us in a car accident. And so this is the challenge, is that the government's role is it to mandate a one-size-fits-all policy. And I don't think it is.
Senator Eric Nesbitt, we'll leave it there for today. A member of the Michigan Senate representing the 26th District just signed into law was his bill to lower auto insurance rates. I'm not sure how much it's going to lower my payments, Senator, but we'll keep an eye on it. And I am quite sure we'll talk again. Thank you for answering questions. I know they're not easy, but I think there are a lot of questions out there from people now that it has been signed that need to be clarified. And I think that's fair. Thank you for being here.
I think the cost of auto insurance has been the number one issue for a lot of my constituents for a long time, and this will finally provide choice and savings for them.
Well, and there you go. And so we will continue to clarify this topic and have the conversation. Thank you for taking the questions.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Greatly appreciate it. Eric Nesbitt, everybody, here on the program. But there are questions out there. And I guess the question, because we've been told that some people will shut the companies down. Will that happen? Not really sure, but that's what we have been told, and we'll see if that happens. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Yeah, you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour as an entry-level employee, but can be $30 or $35 an hour, maybe more, depending on your experience. Experience matters. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. Remember, there are great training programs available as well. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. You should do that right now. By the way, once you do retire, that regular paycheck of yours is going to come to an end. But the bills won't stop. You'll still have to pay your monthly utilities and health care and, yes, taxes. Even in retirement, you pay taxes. Nice, isn't it? Fortunately, you have a 401k or an IRA. How do you get to that money? Well, let's talk about retirement income with Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services. They can help you do exactly that. They'll sit down with you and design a personalized distribution strategy that can generate a lifetime of income. You won't have to worry about whether the market's up or down or who's sitting in the White House. You can focus instead on the things that matter, like spending more time with your family, meeting friends for lunch, and doing all of those things that you never had time to do before. Call Bruce and Michael at 517-323-7526. 517-323-7526, or check in at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. We'll be right back.
Says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment. At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at DTEenergy.com. DTE.